I'm Ed Donahue. Israel is targeting Gaza neighborhoods 4 days after Hamas fighters stormed into Israel and brought gun battles to the streets. The Israeli military said more than 1,000 people have died in Israel. John Alterman with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says Israel will negotiate humanitarian aid in Gaza.
I would imagine that part of this is going to have to do with freeing hostages in exchange for humanitarian aid. They're going to scrub the humanitarian aid to make sure that there's no contraband that's going in.
Besides the aerial assault on Gaza, there are hostages taken by Hamas. Eli Cohen is Israel's foreign minister.
As many Israeli and other of different nationalities are held hostage, we are committed to bring them back in the spirit of mutual responsibility.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is describing the Israel-Palestinian war as a result of failed U.S. foreign policy. The tensions in the Middle East are having an impact on the world economy. Pierre Olivier Gorenchans with the International Monetary Fund says it's adding to the economic challenges.
The global economy continues to recover from the pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine, showing remarkable resilience. Yet growth remains slow and uneven. The global economy is limping along, not sprinting.
Donald Trump's longtime finance chief is taking the witness stand as the former president's civil trial in New York enters its second week. Alan Weisselberg is also a defendant in New York Attorney General Letitia James' lawsuit. President Biden's second attempt at student loan cancellation is moving ahead, with a group of negotiators meeting to debate what a new proposal might look like. 14 people chosen by the Biden administration will meet for the first of three hearings on student loan relief in a process known as negotiated rulemaking. This is AP News. Nobody won the latest Powerball drawing.
So you didn't win last night. Well, you get another chance on Wednesday night. The Powerball jackpot's expected to be about $1.7 billion. That's if there's just one winner who would take the annuity. Checks every year for 30 years. If you take the cash payout, which is what most jackpot winners take, you'd get about $756 million. Your chances of winning are 1 in 292 million. And remember, if you win, you'll have to pay federal tax. And some states also tax big lottery prizes. Good luck tomorrow night. I'm Rita Foley.
The National Hockey League sent a memo to teams clarifying what players can and cannot do as part of theme celebrations this season, including a ban on the use of rainbow-colored stick tape for Pride nights. Players can voluntarily take part in themed celebrations off the ice. Ed Donahue, AP News.